our economy was having issues before housing, quote unquote, momentarily saved it. And there were a lot of things that probably needed to be tackled. But if you're sitting in the government and you want to look good and you want to make it look like the economy's turned around and you come across this idea of, well, we can make housing more affordable, it's very tempting to use that as a bandage on an already oozing problem. And that's my feeling, is that the underpinnings before this housing situation were also shaky.
Oh, absolutely. There's absolutely no question about that. Greenspan, I'll go so far as to say that Greenspan purposely created a housing bubble. And why did he do it? In the wake of the dot-com bust, he had all the banks that were in hock, had all this debt owed to them by insolvent dot-com companies. At the same time, these banks had made loans to countries like Argentina, Brazil, third world countries that, you know, at the time were getting ready to default on those loans. So to bail out his banking buddies, Greenspan lowered interest rates to 1%. Which fueled an enormous job creation all around the housing industry. That bailed out the banks. But looking ahead to where we're at now, what's the next biggest bubble that anyone can blow that's going to create jobs? I don't see there's one. That's the reason why I think it's the end of the line. I think the housing bubble is the last in a series of bubbles that can possibly be blown, because there's nothing to replace the housing bubble that can create all of the jobs that housing did.
I tend to agree with that, because, again, as we watched manufacturing move offshore and now service industry move offshore and all sorts of trade agreements that really prohibit a lot of creation here, housing was tailor-made to momentarily pick up the slack. But when you really increase the problem over time, let alone over dollars, when it really comes home to roost, we've got a bigger problem than anybody's ready to see.
Oh, absolutely. And it goes way beyond housing. It goes into commercial real estate. What happens is commercial real estate follows residential with a lag, and that only makes sense. They build all of these subdivisions everywhere, and then the strip malls follow. And then following the strip malls, you got the nail salons, the Pizza Huts, and then the big malls come in, the Targets, the Walmarts, whatever, come in. And the plans to build those Walmarts were actually on the books 3-4 years ago, and those stores are just now being, that were planned several years ago, are just now finishing up now. But looking ahead, Walmart has cut back on the number of stores they're going to build in the United States 3 times in the last 6 months. Target has now decreased the number of stores they're going to build. And if you just look around and ask yourself, you know, what more do we need? Do we need any more Walmarts? Do we need any more nail salons? Do we need any more Pizza Huts? What is it that we need? We've already overbuilt. And if you just look at the Christmas sales this year, you finally get the sense that the U.S. consumer is tapped out. Well, if the U.S. consumer is tapped out, then what are those retail stores? What reason do they have to expand? They've already overexpanded. So not only is there no longer a driver for jobs with housing, there's no longer a driver for jobs down the pike with Walmart, with Target, with Pizza Hut. Now, those were low-paying jobs, but they were jobs. So I'm seeing the second wave of this, the first tsunami that hit shore was the housing blow up. The second wave is going to be commercial real estate, and nobody's even focusing on the commercial real estate problem. It's very real. It's the next thing that's going to hit.
Yeah, and there are some REITs probably looking at it. But when you're talking about the domino economy, which is really always the case, traditionally, manufacturing was the engine, and then everything sprung from it. But housing, which was truly the temporary engine, and you started to see areas that had no other visible means of employment, where individuals were moving to Montana or Idaho or eastern Washington. And at this point in time, you know, when the housing market dries up, there is absolutely nothing. So you start to say to yourself, okay, well, in this phony money equation, where's the real money?
oh, my gosh, where's the real money? The real money is imploding now. And I'm predicting deflation. You have a lot of people out there that disagree with me on this, but it's happening right now. And it's important to understand what deflation and inflation really mean. By inflation, I mean a rise in credit and money supply, and by deflation, I mean a contraction of credit and money. And in Japan went through deflation for 18 years. They're actually, you know, sort of just coming out of it now. And the prices of assets, of the stock market, of real estate, land prices in Japan fell 18 consecutive years. Can you imagine the horror if that happens here in the United States? I don't know if it gets that bad, but it can get that bad, and people aren't looking at these things in the right frame of mind. They're still trying to do deals. They think this is temporary, and of course, you know, that's what the Fed and you know, that's what the government wants you to believe, because they want the consumer to go out there and keep spending. And the problem is they spend themselves into the ground, and eventually they go bankrupt. And you can see it right now with rising credit card defaults, which is the third tsunami that's going to hit. When people lose their jobs, they can no longer pay credit cards. And, you know, unlike a house, you know, that declines a little bit in value, and perhaps the person had equity in it and has to sell it for a little bit of a loss, when a credit card payment is written off, boom, that's 100% off the, you know, bottom line, right then and there, cash that they were expecting to get that they're not going to see.
Right.
And we're seeing enormous rises in the rates of defaults on credit cards right now.